What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We will talk with Jared Sandler coming up at the top of the hour. We do have some Rangers moves as Ben Peoples' contract has been selected from Round Rock. Winston Santos has been optioned. And Jordan Montgomery, his injury rehab has been transferred from Frisco to AAA Round Rock. So that's good news. We'll get more Rangers info from Sands coming up in just a little bit. But right now, let's shake it up. How about we do a little mixed bag, shall we?
You want a chocolate? Mama.
Leave the guy.
Mama.
Take the cannoli.
Mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
How do they get them out?
Just throw it in the bag.
You never know what you're gonna get.
All right, according to Joe Pompliano,
my Italian brother,
the U.S. men's national team's win against Bosnia-Herzegovina has averaged 24.4 million viewers on Fox. It peaked at 31.8 million. That makes it the most watched soccer telecast in English language U.S. history.
Wow.
I guess you got to specify English language.
It's a good caveat.
Yeah. Could be Spanish. And I'm sure that, you know, those probably still hasn't broken those records. But that's good. And I think that that's probably going to even balloon more on Monday night against Belgium. Make sure you're getting your at least general admission tickets to come party with me at COSM on Monday night. That's going to be absolutely phenomenal. I can't wait for that. Also, former Lions cornerback Terrion Arnold, his attorney wrote in a court filing that three NFL teams have already contacted Arnold since he was waived and that he expects to join a new team within 30 days. The statement was made in response to prosecutors seeking to require Arnold to wear an ankle monitor while on home confinement, arguing that his release from an NFL team means he no longer has football-related obligations. So his agent, attorney's like,
wow.
No, he's probably going to be playing for somebody else.
My client's a commodity, okay? It doesn't matter if he's got an ankle monitor or handcuffs, okay? Doesn't matter if he's potentially going to be behind bars. People want this man.
He still has football obligations, okay? You back off. You do not put an ankle monitor on my client, sir. Absolutely not. Go screw yourself. Also, I thought this was pretty fun. We have the top five players from every single state, athletes, that were ranked. And this is courtesy of Sports Illustrated. Now, the top five athletes in the state of Texas.
All just all-encompassing athletes?
All-encompassing. Everything. The biggest state in the mainland of the USA is home to several sports giants, including 7'1", Shaquille O'Neal, who was a state champion at Robert G. Cole High in San Antonio before becoming a four-time NBA champion during his Hall of Fame career. He is joined on this list by fellow basketball star Cheryl Swoops, a Brownfield native who attended South Plains College and Texas Tech before becoming a four-time WNBA champion and three-time WNBA MVP. Beyond the court, the state of Texas, yeah.
I thought if there was going to be a Swoops on this list, it would have been Tyrone.
Tyrone Swoops got so disappointing.
Yeah.
But he was amazing in high school. The state of Texas also features the likes of several other champions, including three-time Super Bowl winner Patrick Mahomes,
two-time World Series champ Clayton Kershaw and seven-time gold medalist Simone Biles with 11 total Olympic medals overall and 30 world championship medals, 23 of them gold. Biles is widely regarded as the greatest gymnast of all time. Mahomes and Kershaw arguably the best players at their position of their generation. So those are the top five greatest athletes from Texas. Simone Biles, Patrick Mahomes, Cheryl Swoops, Shaquille O'Neal, and Clayton Kershaw.
I mean, that's a pretty star-studded list right there. The amount of, I mean, there could be some, I'm sure there could be some fighting over some of these athletes.
Yeah.
Texas has bred,
it's got a lot,
a ton of dominant athletes. So to crack the top five is pretty dang impressive.
Nolan. You know, Nolan Ryan's getting texted in.
How about Michael Johnson? You know, from
Michael Johnson.
You know, from, I just kind of, I'm thinking about all these Olympic athletes that have been here, you know, and but is there a criterion? Did I miss the criterion for this, or was
they
this,
just had to have been Texas,
just born in,
just born in Texas?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And at least participated, I think, through high school, it seemed like. Yeah. Their pro career could have gone elsewhere.
Yeah. God, it just feels like to me there's so many great athletes that
Bob Lilly from the 817. Was Bob Lilly a Texas guy? Obviously, he was a long time.
He, no, he
first
was.
Overall pick
he
by
was.
The Cowboys.
I know Bob was down there in the Waco area.
Okay.
But
Bob Lilly would definitely qualify.
Bob Lilly absolutely qualifies for this stuff.
Yeah.
Olney.
Oh, Olney.
Yeah,
he was a
Kevin Turner,
Horn Frog.
Him and K. Tizzle.
Him and KT.
Hell yeah.
I know he lived in Waco for a little bit, though. Too. I thought that he might have been from that down in that area.
But Bob Lilly used to steal KT's lunch money.
He did. Evo, Scotty Scheffler, Lance Armstrong. I think Lance Armstrong's probably like now he's not going to be on these lists after all the crap.
I remember KT telling a story about how Bob Lilly gave him a swirly right before his big theatrical performance.
I don't think Bob would have been into that. Matthew Stafford, Earl Campbell.
Yeah, I was just going on and on and on.
There's a lot. I mean, I think
Bob Lilly gave him a wedgie at one point as well cafeteria.
Sure, Bob
remember that
done.
Story?
Yeah. He would have done a lot of stuff there. Wedgies, swirlies, you name it.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, Bob's not the kind of guy that I'm trying to mess around with there. Now, Bill Barnwell, which area has the best NFL players? And he's trying to do this World Cup style. So he narrowed down. There's a couple of states that are good enough to where they're just alone, like Florida, California, and Texas. Otherwise, he had to do the Midwest, the Southeast, the Southwest, the Northeast, and the South Atlantic for this. What he did was he used 30-man lineups under specific constraints. So on offense, each team gets two quarterbacks, one running back, three receivers, one tight end, six linemen.
If you have two quarterbacks, you have none.
We're building rosters to play in September of this year, he says, and eligibility is determined by where each player played in high school. So you're only making the list for each state or region if you played high school there. There's no trades allowed, and not every era is represented. This is currently for the 2026 season. So for the state of Texas, this was the team that Barnwell came up with, and it's pretty star-studded. I'll tell you, spoiler alert, they won. They were the best team out of anybody.
Texas beat everybody.
Texas kicked everyone's ass.
Texas beat California, beat Georgia.
Yep, Florida.
Beat Ohio, Florida. Well,
so those were Midwest regions.
The regions.
So the only ones that had
okay.
their own state were California, Texas, and
I was just naming
Florida.
All the states I was thinking of to have great football.
Yeah, they do,
players.
Yeah.
You mean Texas didn't get flagged for offside every time they scored?
No, they didn't. Matthew Stafford and Patrick Mahomes are the quarterbacks. Your running backs, Devon Achane. Wide receivers, Jackson Smith and Jigba, CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson, Mike Evans. Probably the weakest spot on the team's tight end. They go with Durham Smythe of the Ravens.
Durham Smythe.
Eli Stowers will probably end up taking that spot soon enough. Offensive tackle, Trent Williams, Lane Johnson, Rashawn Slater. That's loaded. Guard, Tyler Smith, Robert Hunt. Center, Aaron Brewer, who just was an all-pro. Edge, Miles Garrett, Danielle Hunter, Max Crosby.
Dang.
D-tackle, Milton Williams, Ed Oliver, Byron Murphy.
Strong.
Your linebackers, Jordan Brooks and Nick Bolton. Your corners, Christian Gonzalez, Reek Woolen, and Zion McCollum, who's a corner for the Bucs that's underrated. Antoine Winfield Jr., Jalen Petrie, and Trayvon Merrick are your safeties. Kicker, Chris Boswell, punter, Thomas Morstead. Elite offense here with plenty of firepower. No quarterback on the planet would want to go up against the best edge rushing trio in the tournament. Texas has some weaker spots on D, though, and this is another team that would be playing shootouts every time they touch the field. But yeah, we can go through some of the other ones, but Texas ended up winning out on this tournament. Elsewhere in the mixed bag, Dave Portnoy said he'd hire Diana Rossini at Barstool.
Oh, of course he would.
He'd bring her in. So it's a no-brainer. It's not like she committed murder. You know, it's a terrible thing. An affair is not like murder. It's bad, but I'm not in the family. She'll land somewhere, and, you know, if people who have affairs are never allowed to work again in the country, you're going to lose a significant amount of the workforce.
That's a match made in heaven. It'll go perfect.
Let me ask you this. Do you think he's doing it as a favor? He's a huge Patriots fan. Do you think he's doing it as a favor
for
to
Kraft?
The head? Well, how about
for Vrabes?
How about for Vrabel? Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Get his side piece and
like,
work.
Hey, listen, give her an opportunity. She didn't deserve this, you know. Well, maybe she did. I don't know. But he's not wrong.
He brought Gruden back. I mean, he's not a guy that's going to shy away from the controversy.
Not at all.
Last thing, McDonald's is not releasing this in America, but they are in Hong Kong, and it's chocolate McGriddles. So instead of, like, the syrup, it's chocolate. It's cocoa.
Is the bread chocolate or is it chocolate inside the bread?
Both.
Like, oh, wow.
It's
okay.
Infused. Yeah.
Wow. That might be a little too much. I
sausage
love the syrup.
Sausage and egg, Choco McGriddle.
I think you're messing with a good thing here. I think the syrup pairs so well with the sausage, the egg, and the cheese.
Yeah.
To put a little chocolate on my sausage, egg, and cheese. Like, I don't want chocolate on my breakfast items like that.
That's
you
an
know?
Overload.
I think that's just a little much. I think we might have crossed the line here.
Hey, Lee, can I ask you guys a real quick question? Circle back about that football thing, and I just noticed this.
Yeah.
If I had to tell you, pick which of the states has most NFL players between North Carolina, Louisiana, and Ohio?
I'd say Ohio.
Louisiana.
It's actually North Carolina.
That's shocking.
Okay. North Carolina has 105 NFL players.
That's a trick question.
Louisiana has 102. Ohio has 99.
Dang.
That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, that's an upset. Yeah.
All right, let's chat with Jared Sandler, our buddy, getting you set for Rangers-Tigers here at the top of the hour. That's next in the nation.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.